day, listeners. As always, thank you so much for tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. I sat down with President of Renaissance Lac Brome, Jean-Pierre Pinot, who speaks to CIDI about the organization's rebranding, an exciting announcement that the group made public yesterday. Thank you so much, Jean-Pierre, for being here with me and for speaking on this exciting news. So Jean-Pierre, Renaissance Lac Brome is going into 2023 with a new look accompanied by a new logo and a new name, from what I'm understanding. Can you tell us about this rebranding and what it looks like exactly? And why did the former Renaissance Lac Brome think it was necessary to rebrand?
Well, the question was rose a few years ago. A lot of people didn't know what we were doing. You know, Renaissance Lac Brome, it didn't mean much for a lot of people. Well, people that are used to Renaissance Lac Brome, that were here in Knowlton or Brome Lake for a while, knew us. But the new resident here didn't know us. And for them, Renaissance, you know, you have Renaissance in Montreal. If you want to give something away, well, you go at Renaissance. And there's a lot
the friperie.
Of... Friperie, that's it. The mission that we have, like the what we're concerned of, wasn't integrated in the name. So we wanted to change it. And, you know, just looking at the other organization that take care of lakes, their name is really in line with their mission. And ours didn't mean anything. So we've decided to change the name because it was more confusing than anything. So Conservation Lac Brome is not anything, out of the basket. We're going back to the name that the founders of this organization gave to it in 61. Back in 61, a few people, Cleaver people, were concerned about the quality of their lake, the water, and they founded this organization in 61, even before the Ministry of Environment was founded in Quebec. At the time, they did a lot of studies. They had a lot of problems with cyanobacteria. You know, people that were here at the time, older people here in Knowlton, know that the lake was in a very dramatic situation at the time because you had a few times during the summer, you had those cyanobacteria. Coming back to the name, because the reason for that is the name. And the logo attached to the name was... We wanted to have a logo that was more modern, that would talk to the people. And the logo, what it shows, the new logo, is the link in between the water, the lake, and the environment, the surrounding environment. Mm-hmm. Because a lake by itself, it doesn't exist. Yeah, you need a watershed.
Yes.
And the watershed that we have, 185 kilometers of watershed, goes as far as... Saint-Étienne-de-Boulton and to Stockley South. You know, it's large. The logo, if you look at it, you see water coming from the mountain, coming from the watershed and going to the lake. You know, out of 1,200 millimeters of rain that drops on that watershed, about 700 millimeters of that water goes in the lake.
Okay.
And feeds the lake. So it's really a link in between the two.
Okay. Now, what results are you hoping for with this rebranding?
We're trying to reach out to the people. Okay. We think that our organization has focused a lot on studies in the past. We're monitoring the quality of the water. We're trying to reach out to people and to tell them what's going on with the lake. We think that we have to do it a bit more because it's not a matter of one organization to change things. I think that everyone can do at their level changes to improve the quality of the water in the lake. So in our strategic plan, we're in the process of rewriting our strategic plan. In this strategic plan, what we want to do is aiming at education, collaboration, cooperation with our community.
Okay.
So the rebranding in itself
will speak more to the
community.
We'll
speak more, but it's not the end. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, it's a new beginning.
Yeah.
We're going back to what the organization was in the past, and it's in line with what we want to do. It's not an objective to change the name. We don't expect to have people mm-hmm. coming to us. We have to go and see the community. We've always done it. you know, in a certain way. But last year, we've put a lot more effort to communicate to the people. We were at the market last year a few times. We've created some cooperation with the boat club. We had some lessons done, education with the children at both of our school here, mm-hmm. in collaboration with the boat club. We've organized different event.
And you've done different projects, I know, throughout the year too. That you kind
oh
of
yeah, well, each
too.
Year, each year we're now we have a budget of around $125,000 each year. We're doing a lot of projects. Monitoring the lake is part of it, but we're doing project to improve the quality of the water. We're working very closely with the city as well. I think that what they've done in the last few years is great. This new politic that they have for a healthy lake, something that we've worked with them. The recommendation that we've done in the past that is part of that plan, so we're quite happy about that. And there's a new document that will be produced by the city, which integrate some of the recommendation that we've done, like the wake surfboard. We want them to use the central part of the lake where there's more than 7 meters of water, because they're making huge waves that can make some erosion at the shore. Giving the kind of boat that they have, they can put pressure on the bottom. And the city has integrated that.
My next question was, are you able to speak on the future of the organization and if your objectives and mission will stay the same or if there are any new objectives? But you kind of answered that. But I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention there.
Even though the lake is in better shape than it was back in the 70s and 80s, because at the time, they had like point source pollution. The sewers weren't built yet.
Yeah, I didn't have the technology.
We didn't have the technology. We didn't have the knowledge. It wasn't the same. Nowadays, we're concerned about that, and we know about it, and we know the impact that human has on the environment. The point source were recognizable. Nowadays, we're talking about non-point source. Like, it's all over the place. And it's the reason why we need the community to participate in this endeavor, because it's a lot of work. When Renaissance Lac-Brown was founded in 2002, at the time, we knew that we had to reduce the phosphor entering the lake.
Yeah.
The scientists that have looked at the lake back in the 80s and 90s, they were telling us as a community, your lake is feeding itself. You have so much phosphor in it. In order to improve the quality of the water or to maintain it, you need to reduce the phosphor that comes in. We're monitoring it, and it's pretty hard. We haven't succeeded yet to reduce the phosphor coming in.
So that's a major objective.
It's a major objective. And there's another aspect that we're looking at, what they call bilan massique, which is the budget, like the water budget and the nutrient budget. The nutrient budget is how much nutrient goes in the lake,
okay.
and how much nutrient goes out the lake,
okay.
each year. And we know each year, when we compare to one year to the other, we have to look at the tendency, because some years you have a lot of water coming in, other years, like in 2020, 2021, we didn't have much water. So we had less nutrient coming to the lake. But last year, we had a lot of water. The tendency goes up. We have more nutrient coming in than we have nutrient going out. In order to improve it, we have to reduce what's coming in compared to what's going out.
Now, are there any new projects in sight that the community can look forward to and or be involved in this year that you're able to speak on at this moment?
We're in the process of making our budget. We're going to spend money on the information that we're going to have, like a lot of communication to share with the people. We need to have more action to go from the knowledge to the action. It's a matter of having awareness and to teach them what they can do. Demonstrate that even the smallest change could help the lake. As an example, the gutters that goes in the sewers. What happened is that that water could eventually go with sewers or the ditches. If it goes in the ditches, then it goes to the lake afterwards. Not having those gutters connected to the system and having the water penetrating and on your own property is better.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did last year, we talked with different people.
So you would like went to different home like. Door to door,
we had like what we call a patrouille. This year, we want to do it on land, and we want to do it on water as well.
Yeah.
One other thing that we're concern of is the shoreline, like the riparian strip around the lake. You know, back in the 90s, one of the scientists, what they were telling us is the one of the priority that you have to do, you need this riparian line around the lake. Everyone has to renaturalize the shoreline. Renaissance Lac Brome has put a lot of emphasis on that. But unfortunately, a lot of people didn't renaturalize their front line. The city had put a program to help people to do it, but the response that we had wasn't up to the expectation that we had. This year, the city has sent letters to some people, 50 property owner that didn't collaborate, and they expect that they do it. And we hope that people understand that it's important to the lake.
You really just want the community to play their part.
Exactly, exactly. It's a matter of being all together in the same boat.
Yeah, exactly. Now, are there any important partnerships or future partnerships in sight with perhaps other organizations that have a similar mission that will help what is now Conservation Lac Brome live up to that its mission?
Well, we work very closely to OBV Amasca, which is l'organisme du bassin versant. Our project manager is working with them, and we are sharing the same resource.
Okay.
So, and by sharing the same resource, we do share resources with them as well, plus the knowledge that they've accumulated. And we have a closer relationship with the city as well.
Do you hope to expand on different partnerships this year and perhaps look into making other collaborations?
Right now, we're talking with other lake associations as well. We talk with Massawippi, we talk with Memphremagog, and, sharing things and understanding how they operate, what they do, what's their priority, what's their issues, and, trying to find out what we do, well, just looking at ourselves, what we do good, what has to be improved, and listening to our members as well. They have good suggestions to make. I mean, we're listening a lot in order to improve what we do. We work with La Rapelle as well in Sherbrooke. They have scientists there. We do some project with them.
Great. Now, how about memberships and how can people get involved in Conservation Lac Brome as a member?
Right now, we have just a bit over 400 members. I would say it's quite stable, even though we're going down a bit. And the reason we're going down a bit is that because there were a lot of new people around the lake. Maybe with the pandemic, we weren't in the community as much.
Mm-hmm.
So, all that, I think, participated in the fact that we lost a few members. It's not dramatic yet, but it's a tendency that we have to change. We think that with climate change, the situation will probably get worse if we don't do anything. Because we're gonna knock. We're gonna knock on doors. That's one thing that's in our plan this
like
year.
Like a membership campaign, yeah.
A membership campaign, yeah.
And what does the membership offer exactly? Just for people who might not be aware, what does it mean to be a member?
Well, they know what we do. They support the effort that we do. We have infolettre. A newsletter, around 10 newsletter per year. We're trying to put action, to transform their money in action that are going to improve the quality of water.
You were mentioning to me before financial standing. How is Conservation Lac Brome financially supported, and is the organization in a good financial standing as of right now?
Well, I said at the beginning that we have around $125,000, and we have grants from different foundations. Last year, our budget was around $173,000. This year, we're making our budget, and we're talking about the same amount. Okay, we have a reserve that was accumulated through the years, and we're in a good financial situation. But we need to get more money every year to sustain the project that we want.
Yeah, like reoccurring funding, ensuring that it can continue on for
years. We would need about $160,000, let's say, to equilibrate the amount of project that we have. Last year we were shorter and we took that amount of money. What was insufficient? We took it from our reserve. But we don't want to take the reserve year after year. Mm-hmm. Where I think in a good financial situation, you need to have enough funds to operate and mm-hmm. to do your project. Communication is not something that is funded by different foundations. It's hard. Since we want to do more communication, we need to get more money from our members in order to feed them with information and to feed the rest of our community. It's not only the members, but it's all the community that we want to reach out to.
Yes. Because you're a group of volunteers at Conservation Life Rome, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, the board is, it's 12 people, and we all bénévole. And through the years, we have some events where we want to have volunteers. Sometimes it's pretty hard to have volunteers. Last year, we planted about 40 trees on Williams. But in order to have volunteers, you have to be more and more present.
Now, those were all the questions that I had for you, Jean-Pierre, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention about what is now Conservation Lac Brome, your strategic plan, or other ways that people can support the organization going into a new year.
I think that the lake conservation is a big endeavor. I mean, I was talking about the climate change, you know, the water temperature will probably go up, and the water, as it goes up, we might have more cyanobacteria, or the circumstances where they grow will be
more emphasized.
But I think we need to be vigilant a lot. And by having the community with us, it helps us. I mean, we're helping each other. Mm-hmm. We're just there to help the community. We are not outside of that community. Mm-hmm. We're part of the community. Mm-hmm. And we want them to support. It's supporting your neighbors.
Protecting the lake is a community endeavor. It's not just falling on one group of people. It's everyone has a part.
Everyone has a part of it. And I'm not saying that people are not believing in that. I think we're having a great support from the community. We're having great support from the city. But I think we can do more. I think we can put more effort and we can succeed.
Thank you so much, Jean-Pierre. Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.